Dharma upholds. Pledges. Keeping our word is another essential aspect of Dharma. In cultures of old, people who kept their oaths when it was difficult were respected and revered like saints were. Any promise or commitment we make binds us to fulfill it. When we make a commitment, other people make their plans accordingly. If we fail to fulfill our commitment, they cannot proceed with their plans, and sometimes great harm can occur. It's important to give our word carefully. It is also important that any commitment be made with full disclosure of all relevant information and ramifications. A child is not capable of understanding the full import and consequences of many pledges, which is why children do not have the lawful right to contract. A pledge is not valid if the person making the pledge is incapacitated, lacks relevant knowledge, or is deceived into making it. When someone accepts a public appointment or takes an oath of public office, they are bound by Dharma to serve the public and to fulfill the purpose of their office. One is no longer free as before. There are greater obligations, and one is rewarded for fulfilling them by the respect and gratitude of the people one serves honorably. An old joke goes, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help you." It is unfortunate that public officials had become so adharmic that this became a joke. Vows of secrecy are especially important to consider very carefully. In war, secrets are necessary, and secrets are justified when someone commits to playing a role in a possible war. Militaries are sometimes extremely vicious in enforcing secrecy, and people considering such positions are entitled to know the consequences in advance. Some militaries kill family members and friends of people who have taken oaths of secrecy, rather than killing the person bound by the oath. Many people who have taken oaths of secrecy resort to drinking and worse later in life because secrecy, especially about wrongdoings, is very difficult for human beings to bear. Some organizations divulge secret information and require members to keep their vows of secrecy for life. Whether the information warrants such secrecy can be questioned, but taking a vow is a serious matter. Organizations may require members to pledge loyalty to whomever occupies its leadership position. Occupants of leadership positions change. How can one pledge loyalty to everyone who will occupy that position in the future? Should one pledge such loyalty? Long ago, a king wanted to marry a beautiful woman, but she would not concede unless he promised that her sons would accede to the throne. The king had a son by a previous marriage, who excelled as a warrior and leader. To make his father happy, the prince took a vow of celibacy, for which he acquired the name Bhishma, the Terrible. He then took a second vow to support and uphold whomever sat on the throne. He was highly revered for keeping his word. Circumstances led to a blind king on the throne, with his very adharmic son in control. They refused to act with honor or justice, and a great war ensued. Bhishma, one of the greatest warriors of the day, had two choices: honor his vow and fight for adharma, or break his vow and fight for dharma. He kept his vow and fought for adharma. On his deathbed of arrows, he realized that his vows were a factor leading to the great war, which had caused enormous suffering. Bhishma took his vows with a good intent, to please his father. However, the vows were not dharmic. They pledged him to abandon his rightful duties to the kingdom, to lead, protect, and take care of his people. In pledging to uphold whomever sat on the throne, he was putting his father's desire above his dharma. It is important to keep one's word, but if a pledge was itself adharmic or is causing harm, it can be better to break one's promise than to perpetrate greater adharma. Pledges of all kinds are best taken with serious and due consideration. Unless someone defrauded or deceived us, we are bound to keep our word.